Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks. This is Carl. It is Sunday, July 16th, and we are going to do a 90-minute Bible study, and we will continue in the book that I was on last week, which was 2 Samuel, and we are going to go to 2 Samuel chapter 2. And verse 12 is where I'm going to start with. I'll just refresh what we were talking about last week so you have the context if you didn't listen to us last week. I do have a couple of things to say. First of all, I want to say a prayer. God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and give the Holy Spirit and ask for you to for the Holy Spirit to give me the explanations that He wants me to give today as we do this 90-minute Bible study. And over and above that, and I say over and above, I don't know if that's the right phraseology to use, but the Holy Spirit, we're totally dependent upon Him to give the people who are listening to this program the spiritual understanding in every single verse that we read, because only the Holy Spirit knows each one of our individual needs, each one of our individual strengths, our individual weaknesses, etc. And that is something that, regardless of how well someone who is doing what I'm doing or how poorly someone's doing what I'm doing, the Holy Spirit will use God's word to give us individually what we need for that day at that time. And I again ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And I will give you a phone number here. It's 319-527-6208. 319-527-6208. Feel free to call in and ask questions. When you call, if you're listening, let's say on your computer, and you would like to call in, just dial that number. It's toll free from anywhere in continental United States from either a cell phone or a landline, toll free. And, if you want to say something, hit the number one. And I will see that, and I will bring you on, and I will try with all my technical knowledge, which is very limited, to bring you on without disconnecting you. The other thing I'm going to say is next week, this coming Tuesday, I'm going to have surgery, spinal surgery, and the doctors told me for my age, which is 80, that it's going to be a tough recovery. And I don't know what kind of condition my condition will be next week. I remember there was a song years ago, what condition's your condition in or something. I have no idea what that's going to be like next week. So I, as of right now, Raven, who is my co-host usually, she's had 2 weeks. She's last week and this week. She's been gone because she's out in, I'm going to guess, about 800 miles away from where I am, visiting her daughter with a daughter that lives in the vicinity of where she lives. So Raven will be back next week, and if I am not on, she is planning, if she feels good, to do the next week. I'm going to try. I have surgery at 7:30 Tuesday morning, and the doctor did tell me it's going to be a tough recovery, painful. If I am able to do it next Sunday, I will be back, and I am hoping that there is nothing in the foreseeable future will prevent me from doing it 2 weeks from today. But I still haven't given up on next Sunday. But just so you know, if you notice that it's canceled, the show, that means the Raven can't do it. That's what I really mean to be saying. As long as it comes 3 o'clock Eastern Daylight Savings Time and the program is scheduled, Raven will be your host. Okay. We're going to continue now with the book of Judges. First Samuel. And I remember we talked last week, First Samuel was written towards the end of the of a period where God had Israel, had allowed Israel to be in captivity because they had gone through 9 different seasons of rebelling against God. And every time God would give them a judge, and we read that in the book of Judges some time ago, they would repent, they would wail and scream and cry, and they literally were repentant, and God would forgive their sin, restore their land, and restore their freedom. And out of 9 times that he forgave them, 9 times they turned to idols, which is a proclivity, a tendency that every one of us have, folks, because of Genesis 3:5. Where when Eve in Genesis 3:1, she doubted the word of God. And then in Genesis 3:5, it says the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts in the field. And what did the serpent do when he was more cunning than any beast of the field? He said, "You will be like God when you eat of this forbidden fruit. You will know right from wrong and good from evil." So everybody, because of that, there's a proverb that says that everybody did was right in their own mind, but the end it turned out to be a disaster. That's exactly what happens, folks. What you think is right, what I think of right is right, is absolutely meaningless unless it is based on Scripture. And everybody did what they think was right, but in the end it was disaster. And we are, and I don't even know if I could say this is totally applicable, but the country, this country, the United States, I think we're beyond that point of everybody doing what they think is right. I think we're at the point right now where the Bible says in the end time, right will be wrong and wrong will be right. I honestly think, and this is just an opinion, I think that this country has gotten to the point where we don't even care if we're right or wrong anymore. I honestly believe that. That's just an opinion. That's not biblical. It's biblical that at the end people will be that way. They will be lovers of themselves. They'll have a form of godliness, but no power thereof. Which we do. We got more churches in this country than you can count. And yet we as a nation are in the worst spiral, the worst cesspool of morality that I have ever thought I would see in my lifetime. So this is just a continuation of the curse that was given to us in Genesis 3:5. So what they're doing, we come out to 1 Samuel, and 1 Samuel, I believe, is the, I believe he was the first, the 10th judge. And I could be wrong on that. But he was the final judge. It may have been the 11th, but he is the final judge that was given to the people in like a 350, 400-year period. And they kept getting... They kept repenting and rebelling and repenting and rebelling. And so after 350, 400 years, Samuel comes. And that's where we are now. Now, remember in chapter 2 we read last week that, actually chapter 1, about the, just briefly, there was a gentleman by the name of Elkanah, E-L-K-A-N-A-H. And he had two wives. And the first one was, this name is Hannah. And Hannah had no children, and it was a terrible burden to her. And as it was in those days, it was a sign, people interpreted it as a sign that God was punishing you, and you had no children, you were not worthy. And it carried a lot of stigmatic problems that just the connotation of having no children, it was sort of like, I guess, the same mentality as when you get sick and people tell you the reason you're sick is because you don't have enough faith or you've got unconfessed sin. And trust me, my wife has been the target of that statement with cancer twice in her life from the church, not from the people at Comerica Park in Detroit or in Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark for a ball game. In the church, told repeatedly. So right now we've got Hannah, and he had two wives. The other one was named Peninnah, P-E-N-I-N-N-A-H. It's hard for me to say. I don't know if my pronunciation is even close. But Peninnah had children. And what did Peninnah do? Every year, it says in verse 3 of chapter 1, that he went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Every year. And who was there naturally? Of course, Peninnah. She wasn't going to miss a chance to needle someone else with self-righteousness. Isn't this religion, folks? This is religion at its stinkiest, creepiest, and I say religion, not biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity is not religion. Religion is depending on anything other than Jesus Christ and him crucified. When you have your faith, here, let's start. Biblical Christianity is 1 Corinthians 2:2 and 2:5 as a result. 1 Corinthians 2:2. I determined, Paul said, to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. He determined it. You see effort there. It was something that he had to overcome in his weaknesses because the enemy, the sin nature that we're born into because of the fall in Adam and Eve, wants us to have faith in religion, the doing of religious works. Even Karl Marx and Lenin in 1917 in their Communist Manifesto. And nobody who's even got two brain cells connecting would think these people had any morality about them whatsoever. Karl Marx and Lenin in the Communist Manifesto, now 106 years ago, roughly, they said that the doing of religious works was the opium of the people. Now, biblical Christianity is the faith in Jesus Christ. Plus nothing, minus nothing. I don't understand, folks. I've just been told that my program is for 15 minutes. There's something drastically wrong here. Drastically wrong. I don't understand. My program is going to be over in 15 minutes, and it's 90 seconds left to go. I don't understand what's going on. I had it programmed for 180 minutes, and it's now changed to 15 minutes of length of my program. I'm totally lost, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I'm going to just sit here and wait. I'm going to let the gentleman who runs Freedomizer Radio know about it. And yesterday it was for 180 minutes. Today it's 15 minutes. I don't know what to do about it. I do apologize to everybody who's, I'm going to call back and see if I can get it going again. Just bear with me, folks. For those who are listening, I'm going to do my very best to come back on again. I don't know. I'm going to have to reschedule this and see if it works. I don't know what I can do. I am going to have to see if, just bear with me, folks, if anybody can still hear me. I'm going to have someone else call the program and see if they can hear it. So just hold on a moment. And I want you to listen and see if you hear my voice. Tell me when you get into the program. Have they connected you? Okay, could you do it again? I don't know what to do.
Make sure the numbers right. 319-527-6208.
Yes.
I'll put it on. Push it up to 325. I mean 1225.
I put 1225 because that's Las Vegas time. I've got to put that time. I made that mistake before. That was my mistake. Okay. This should work. Before I get in there again, I'm going to edit it and make sure that it's right. Yep, 60 minutes. That's good.